Good morning. This is Morning Edition at 6:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News in Philadelphia. 64 degrees and sunny in the city right now. We're going up to 82 today. A proposed $26 billion settlement over opioid lawsuits has Philadelphia's district attorney crying foul. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
District Attorney Larry Krasner says the proposed settlement between large drug companies in 15 states, including Pennsylvania, does not sit well with him.
There has been no serious and meaningful communication between the Attorney General's office, not with me, and the DA's office has its separate lawsuit, not with the mayor, and the mayor's office has its separate lawsuit, and not with the attorneys who represent both the mayor in that lawsuit and represent the DA's office in its lawsuit.
Krasner says he doesn't want the opioid suit to result in the same trickle-down effect with money that came from the settlement in the tobacco lawsuit case.
This settlement may be more of a sellout than a settlement, that the money may be very low, that the money is very slow, because according to press accounts, it's nearly 20 years that these defendant companies have to pay it, even though they're making billions of dollars every year. And finally, that the money may never show.
Mayor Jim Kenney issued a statement saying the city is, quote, extremely disappointed that the attorneys general have negotiated a settlement without providing Philadelphia and other communities that have been most directly impacted by the crisis a meaningful voice and opportunity to participate. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.